This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday, that is 20th of August. Well, Indian markets got off to a shaky start, tracking weakness in global markets on Thursday. In fact, Sensex plunged by nearly 400 points, while the Nifty 50 saw a cut of nearly 100 points. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex was down by 394 points to close at 38,220, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 96 points at 11,312. Now, Indian indices along with global markets traded in the red on the back of US Federal Reserve's grim July meeting minutes. In fact, the Federal Reserve cast doubts on the nascent recovery of the labor market seen in the previous months and its sustainability. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in utilities, power, infrastructure and metal stocks, while profit-taking was visible in telecom, banks, finance and energy space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was up 0.8%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.7%, outperforming the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Coal India, ONGC and NTPC, while in terms of losers, Wipro, Axis Bank and Tata Motors were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the utilities index was up by 4.2%, followed by the power index that was up 4.1%, and the infrastructure index closed with gains of 1.8%. Now, profit taking was visible in the telecom index that was down 1.7%, followed by the BankEx that fell 1.3%, and the energy index was down by 1.07%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ONGC, NTPC, as well as Torrent Power. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Power, JSW Steel, and Z Entertainment, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IndusInd Bank, Muthoot Finance, and ICICI Bank. Now, more than 150 stocks hit their fresh 52-week high on the BSE. That includes names like Atul, Aztec Life Sciences, Tata Communication, and JB Chemicals. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, RT Drugs stock price surged 20% after the board of directors approved the issuance of fully paid-up bonus shares. Power stocks rallied up to 12% after the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, that is CCEA, on Wednesday relaxed the borrowing limit for the state government-owned power distribution companies as a one-time measure. Now, Muthoot Finance share price shed over 5%. Gateway Distriparks stock price jumped over 5%, while Hindustan Aeronautics, that is HAL, also shed over 4% on the August 20th. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small bodied candle on the daily charts. It closed below 5 days exponential moving average, placed around about 11,323. Now, the price formation indicates that declines are being bought, but follow-up buying momentum is still missing at higher levels. Now, major trend of the index is still intact to positive, but it requires to surpass recent swing high to commence the next movement. Now, Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,250 levels to witness an up move towards 11,450 and 11,500 levels. That's what Chandan Taparia of Motilal Oswal Financial Services said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.